بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور صدق الله العظيم. My respected and honorable elders, brothers and sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have just recited a verse from Surah Fatir, which shall be recited today in Taraweeh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, indeed those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say fi Ramadan. Allah didn't say fi Ramadan. He said general. So if it's general, that means we need to recite the Quran in Ramadan and also outside Ramadan as well. My dear brothers, there's only a few things. There are only a few things which shall be granted permission to intercede, to do sifarish for a person, either in the grave or on the day of judgment. But we all know what is sifarish and intercession, yes? Something that will help us. Something is like, it will be like our lawyer and our barrister. If you want to understand in different terms, a barrister who will represent us. A barrister who will represent us. So there are only a few things which will be allowed to intercede and to do sifarish, either in the grave or on the day of judgment, my dear brothers and sisters. We have to understand this very clearly. Only a few things. And one of them will be the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran will either speak for you or against you. The Quran will either do sifarish for you or it will be against you. Depend on how we treated the Quran. I can tell you one thing for sure. Let's try to understand it in a different way. If every single person goes on their mobile phone into settings and see how much screen time you are doing per day, how many hours do you think an average person would do a day screen time? Any answers? At least, let's say 3 hours per day. Minimum 3 hours per day. I think that's bare minimum. Let's take the lowest number. My dear brothers, I stand in the house of Allah. If we start giving 3 hours a day to the Quran, our life will take a U-turn. Our life will take a U-turn. For the better. If we can give minimum 3 hours per day screen time for a mobile, and even that, most of it is futile, there's no benefit at all. If we can give that time to the Quran, then I swear by Allah, I stand in the house of Allah, our life will change for the better. You will see a dramatic change in your life. That is how much goodness it is. And one of the few things which will able to intercede and to which Allah will grant permission to intercede will be the Quran. Because the Quran is the word of Allah, it is a speech of Allah, it is part of Allah. So my dear brothers, let us start valuing the Quran. And the way we can value the Quran is to start loving it, to start reading it, to start understanding it, and let's start to practice it, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those people who recite the book of Allah, وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَىٰ, and they establish salah. Yesterday I talked about salah, importance of salah, yes? Yesterday I missed a very small sentence in regards to salah, but luckily because we're talking about salah today, I've got a time opportunity to say that sentence. Our elders, hamare buzrugo ye kehte hain, our elders say, jiski namaz jandar uski zindagi shandar. Jiski namaz jandar uski zindagi shandar. Is this true or not? For those who don't understand Urdu language, what it means is, however beautiful and brilliant our salah will be in terms of its quality, that is how excellent and beautiful and amazing our life will be. Our pious elders, they put it in a shell in one sentence. What a beautiful sentence. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all the tawfiq to better our salah in terms of its quality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing He wants us to do is to recite the Quran. The second thing He wants us to do is to establish salah. And the third thing, وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they spend from that which we gave them. Who gave us our wealth? Who gave us our wealth? Allah. Now my dear brothers, please just clarify with me, the wealth which Allah is talking about, is it zakat? Is it zakat? No. Why isn't it zakat? Do we love zakat? Do we love zakat? No. So, just to clarify, Allah is not talking about giving zakat. Bhai, zakat toh dena dena hi hai, bhai. Chutkara nahi hai. Because we don't love zakat. That's not our right. That's not our portion. That's for the poor and the needy people. But the money Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to spend is the money which we love. Our savings. Sirran wa alaniya. Whether we spend that wealth in the path of Allah openly or secretly, by both ways are permissible. Allah mentions in the Quran in various places, you can spend your wealth either openly or secretly, depending on the situation. If people need encouraging, example, if we are fundraising for the masjid and there's not a lots of people, hands, people are not, you know, being a bit reserved, then someone can stand up and say, okay, I donate £5,000. Just to give motivation to other people. Allah Ta'ala knows that person's intention is not to show off. So both ways are permission. Both ways are permissible, whether you spend in the path of Allah, openly or secretly. يَرُجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُورُ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do these three things, if you recite the Quran, if you establish salah, and you spend in the path of Allah, it's like you are doing a business transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A business, tijara. What is tijara? A transaction. A business. But can we do a business deal with anyone better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can there be any loss if we do a business deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No loss at all. Never, ever. Allah is saying this, تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُورُ. You are doing a business deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَن تَبُورُ, in which there is no loss, there's no crash. You know, sometimes the stock market can crash. Is it possible? Of course, it has happened so many times. لَن تَبُورُ means You are doing a business deal where there is no loss. So if we do these three things, Allah says, then it's like you can hope. You can hope that Allah subhanahu, you can hope that you are doing a business deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which there is no loss, and لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you your ajra and your reward in full, and not just that much. Allah says وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and Allah ta'ala will give you even more than what you deserve out of His grace. Out of His, Allah will give us more than what we deserve. Out of His grace, min fadli, innahu ghafurun shakur. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-forgiving shakur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadardan. He likes, He appreciates whatever we do in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you all the tawfiq and ability whenever the time comes to give what is beloved to us in the path of Allah. We are ready, we are openly ready, and inshallah we shall give from our hearts. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Salatul Isha.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة, ما القارعة, وما أدراك ما القارعة, يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث, وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش, فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية, وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية, وما أدراك ما هي, نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم,
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله